Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shower team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, right now I'm going to make you an ironclad promise. A promise that's probably mighty important to every one of Jack Armstrong's friends. And that means you. Yes, I'm going to give you my word that within 48 hours after your order for a luminous dragon's eye ring is received in Minneapolis, it will be in the mail and on its way to you. That's a promise. You won't have to wait weeks to get your ring. Just a few short days after you get your order in the mail, it will be in your hands and you'll be having a barrel of fun. When I say that you'll have a barrel of fun with your luminous dragon's eye ring, it looks almost as if it were made out of beautiful white old ivory. On its sides are two crocodiles whose open jaws hold a gleaming green eye of genuine tenite. But that's not all. The tails of both crocodiles form the adjustable band of the ring. That means that the ring will fit you no matter what size your finger is. But here's the news that really ought to make you sit right up and take notice. You can actually see the luminous dragon's eye in the dark. After it's been exposed to electric light for a time, the dragon's eye ring glows in the dark as if it were filled with a mysterious and weird green fire. Now, there isn't a second to lose because this offer absolutely closes once and for all at midnight next Monday. That means your order for it must be postmarked not later than midnight next Monday. So before you do another thing, start the ball rolling to make one of these beautiful rings your very own. Now, here's all you have to do. Tear off the top of a Wheaties package and mail it together with 10 cents in coin and your name and complete address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And say, here's a tip. Before you put your dime in the envelope, wrap it up in a piece of paper so you'll be certain it won't be lost in the mix. I'd hate like everything to see you miss out on all this fun. So make certain that your order for a luminous dragon's eye ring is mailed right away. In a few days, the postman will deliver your own personal dragon's eye ring right to your door. That's for sure. So get that Wheaties box top, 10 cents, and your name and address in the mail tonight or tomorrow morning for sure. Send to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Two-masted schooner, the Spindrift. They want to obtain information about the missing Professor Loring and to load diving equipment on their schooner before going to the Sulu Sea to salvage some precious uranium from Professor Loring's wrecked yacht. The Spindrift is anchored in Manila Harbor near the Black Shark, the rakish schooner in which Dr. Chapato and Blackbeard have followed Uncle Jim to the Philippines in order to rob them of the uranium. Uncle Jim has decided that he and Jack will pay a surprise visit to the Black Shark to see how many men Dr. Chapato has with him and, if possible, to learn of their plans. Now, while Billy and Betty wait on the Spindrift, he and Jack are rowing to the Black Shark. Listen.
We're almost there. There's not a sign of life aboard. They're either below or have gone ashore. Look to the starboard side, Jack. We climb aboard at the main shroud.
She's a large schooner, isn't she? Carrying plenty of sail, judging from the height of her mast.
She's larger than the Spindrift. The weather is high, too. I'd rather be in the Spindrift.
Except that the Black Shark has a diesel engine in her. That'd help in a big blow.
It'll help her follow us to the Sulu Sea to look for the uranium. That's what she'll do if they can't steal the target.
We've got to find some way to shake her off our trail when we go. Here we are, Uncle Jim.
I'll climb up first. It's odd nobody's come to the rail to see who we are.
I'm right with you, Uncle Jim.
Now, let's look around.
Not a soul in sight. That's pretty queer.
Shh. Someone's coming up from the main cabin.
Oh, it's the Filipino cabin boy we saw with the glasses when we dropped anchor, Uncle Jim.
Hello there. Where is everybody?
Everybody ashore, senor. But they come back soon. They told me to tell you wait.
They told you to tell us to wait? Who told you?
The chief told me, senor. You wait in main cabin.
Who's the chief, Dr. Chapato?
Shh. It's against rules to mention name. You come down to main cabin, senores.
Can you tie that, Uncle Jim? Dr. Shapiro expects us, and we were going to surprise him.
Quiet, Jack. All right, boy. We'll wait in the main cabin. Show us the way.
Si, senor. This way. Jim, maybe this is all a trap.
I don't think so, Jack.
All right, Uncle Jim. You go down here, senores.
Is this your main cabin?
Si, senor. You wait down there. Chief be back soon.
I'll go first, Jack. Wait till I give the all-clear signal before you follow.
All right, Uncle Jim. But if I hear anything happening, I'm coming right after you. How long has the chief been gone, boy?
Not very long, senor.
But how about the others?
I may not answer any questions, senor.
All clear, Jack. Come on.
Well, we'll be waiting below for the chief when he comes.
Si, senor.
No one's in the cabin, Jack.
This is funny. Yeah, it's a large cabin. Pullman bunks, chart rack, navigation table, everything.
No, I think we've really surprised them, Jack.
You mean you think they expect a couple of other people?
That's my guess. And the cabin boy thought we were the men that Dr. Shapiro expected.
Boy, if you're right, that is something. I'll bet Dr. Shapiro would have a fit if he knew we were here.
He'll probably be back soon.
I'll look through the port and see if he's on the dock yet. Uncle Jim, he's just come down to the dock.
Oh. Is that Dr. Shapiro, Jack?
Yep, it's he, all right. Billy and I saw him quite clearly in Honolulu. No mistaking that hatchet face.
There's Blackbeard coming behind him. Dr. Shapiro's getting into his skiff. They're both coming back to the Black Shark.
They'll be here in just a moment. Shall we stay below and wait for them, Uncle Jim?
I think we'd better, Jack. We'll stay down here, look around, and see what we can discover.
Hey, look at this chart on the navigation table, Uncle Jim. It's a chart of the Sulu Sea.
They've been trying to figure out just where Professor Loring's yacht went down.
Look, they've made a pretty good guess. They've drawn a red circle around that part of the Sulu Sea where the sunken reef really is.
It wasn't hard to guess that much, Jack.
And look, there's a red circle covering about half of the interior of Mindanao. And the word Natang is written on it. And Natang is the name of that young sultan who may be a white man.
Somewhere in the circle, Jack, lie those deposits of that rich uranium. Shapiro knows it's somewhere in Natang's country. And knows he'll need that dragon's eye ring of ours if he's to get in there and find it.
Listen, Dr. Shapiro and Blackbeard are nearly here.
They are here, Jack. They're climbing aboard.
Blackbeard's thinking up some mischief, or he wouldn't be singing that pirate song of his.
Of course. They're both thinking up mischief. They've seen our schooner, but they don't know we're on board yet.
Senor Chief, listen. The two senores are below.
All right, Manuel. Come on, Blackbeard.
They're coming below, Uncle Jim.
Relax, Jack. You want to look perfectly at ease.
Well, then, Ricardo. The Spindrift's in, and... Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Captain Fairfield. I believe you're Dr. Shapiro. And here comes my old friend, Blackbeard Flint.
Well, roll me down to Rio if it ain't Captain Fairfield and Jack Armstrong.
So that is who they are.
And that idiot Manuel thought they were Ricardo and Pedro.
Your cabin boy said you were expecting us, so we waited.
A riddle, my royals. Chief and I didn't expect
quiet,
you
Blackbeard.
Here,
but
I'll talk plainly, Captain Fairfield. What are you doing here?
I'll talk just as plainly, Dr. Shapiro. I came here to meet you.
So? You are willing to talk things over. You think perhaps we can reach an agreement?
We don't want to reach an agreement.
Quiet, Jack. We'll hear what kind of an agreement Dr. Shapiro has in mind.
Didn't I tell you, Chief? Rip my royals if I didn't tell you that Captain Fairfield trusts old Blackbeard Flint to play square with him.
Be quiet, Blackbeard. You're a smart man, Captain Fairfield. After all, why should we fight each other? If we find this uranium-235, there'll be enough money for all of us. What is your proposition?
What's yours, Dr. Shapiro?
We lay our cards on the table, Captain Fairfield. I know what you're after. First, you want to salvage Professor Loring's yacht to recover the uranium-235, which he extracted from the rich deposits he located in Mindanao. Pretend to want the uranium-235 to complete your experiments in atomic power. Am I right?
You know a great deal, Dr. Shapiro.
I know more. I know that actually, you want the uranium-235 to sell to one of the countries who offer such large sums for it.
Why, you...
Quiet, Jack. Dr. Shapiro's a very smart man. He knows that the nation that first controls atomic power can rule the world.
Furthermore, Captain Fairfield, you want to locate the rich deposits of uranium from which Professor Loring extracted the uranium-235. Before Professor Loring was captured or killed by the Moros, he sent you a certain luminous ring which the Moros believe to have magical properties. The person who has that ring can get control of these deposits of uranium.
You know a great deal, Dr. Shapiro. Just what is your proposition?
In plain words, it's this. You have a chart which shows where the wrecked yacht lies. You have the luminous ring which you need to locate and control the uranium deposits. If you want to go in with me, I'll split with you, 50-50.
And suppose I don't want to go in with you, Dr. Shapato?
If you don't, Captain Fairfield, I warn you that you'll never recover the uranium-235. You will never locate and control the uranium deposits.
You're talking pretty strong, Dr. Shapato.
And I can back up my words, Jack Armstrong. I have an organization which can get rid of you and Captain Fairfield the moment I give the word. You won't have a chance to find that stuff alive. Well, Captain Fairfield, what is your answer?
My answer is no.
You turn me down?
You bet we turn you down, Dr. Shapato. If you think Uncle Jim would let any other country get hold of that uranium-235, well, you don't begin to know Uncle Jim.
So, and you didn't come here to talk things over. You came here to spy on me. I have means of dealing with people like you.
Look out, Uncle Jim. Oh, beauty, Uncle Jim. Straight to the jaw. You've knocked him up.
Why, pile me on a rig.
Stand clear, Blackbeard. We're leaving here. After we've gone, you can throw some water in Shapato's face and bring him to. Come on, Jack. Up on deck with you.
This fresh air smells good after that cabin.
Any cabin would be pretty bad with Shapato in it.
There's Billy and Betty watching for us on the Spindrift.
I'm not going back right now, Jack. I want you to row me ashore, and you go back to the Spindrift and wait.
All right, Uncle Jim. I'll climb down first. Where are you going?
Here I come, Jack. I'm going to arrange to have the Spindrift dry docked in the morning. Then I'm going to find out something about this constabulary sergeant who hunted for Professor Loring.
We'll wait for you on the Spindrift, Uncle Jim.
You'll be safe there until dark. Shapato won't dare commit an act of piracy right in the harbor in daylight. If I'm not back by dark and haven't sent for you, you and Billy and Betty are to come ashore and go to the Manila Hotel.
Shh, Uncle Jim. Blackbeard's listening through that porthole.
All the more reasons for keeping your eyes open, Jack. When Shapato regains consciousness, he's going to be an ugly customer. Let's go, Jack.
Say, did Blackbeard overhear Uncle Jim's plans? If he did, Jack and Billy and Betty had better keep their eyes open. Dr. Shapato is going to be in a very ugly mood when he wakes up and discovers what's happened. He may not wait until after dark to pay a return visit to the Spindrift. So be sure to listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another exciting episode of The Chart and Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, if there's any doubt in your mind as to just how simple it is to make a luminous dragon's eye ring your very own, just listen to this. All you have to do to get one of these unusual rings is this. Tear the top off a Wheaties package and send it together with 10 cents and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's absolutely all you have to do to get a ring that's entirely different from any you've ever seen. One that you cannot buy in any store in the USA. So don't wait. Get your order for a luminous dragon's eye ring in the mail tonight.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.